Drum rolls. Welcome to Breathe and Unwind, where you let out all the stress and breathe in the positivity and positive vibes. It's so good to be back here. Like, I'm so happy to be here. Trust me, the break wasn't intentional. It was not at all. I'm so happy to be here once again, and it's so good to be here. I have to keep saying this because I've actually missed this. You know, when I said there are going to be moments, or there are going to be moments in this year, yes, I had my fair share of those moments, and it was eye-opening, and it was beautiful. It was really, really, really a journey that was beautiful for me, but I'm happy to be here. I promise to be consistent, to be consistent and do more, because we actually have to do more and improve ourselves this year. So, how is everything going? How is the economy? I know we're in Nigeria right now, the economy is not really smiling. I mean, the dollar to naira rate is just crazy. One of my friends was talking about how the best time to get something is yesterday. And she was like, no, not even yesterday, it's last minute. Because if you go to the market right now, you want to get something and you don't get it, and you're coming back the next hour or the next day to get it, you're going to be like, oh my God, what is this? And you can't even blame the sellers, because it's not their fault. It is the amount they are purchasing, or the amount they will be purchasing, that is influencing those prices. The best thing we can do right now is to be hopeful and keep the hope alive. That's the best thing we can do in this situation. No matter how hard it is right now, we should have this in our heart that there are still people that are still going to make use of this economy and still get something out of it. There's still a bright side to it. Don't zero your mind, don't zero your thoughts, don't zero your creativity. That, you know what, those ideas that I have, that business I want to start, it can't thrive in this season. No, don't do that. Still keep working towards those goals. Keep working towards those ideas that you have. Keep the hope alive, even if the price of what you're selling is, I know business owner, people that are running business this time around, you guys take your flowers. I know it can really be a lot, in this season, but keep the hope alive. That's just it. That's the best way you can actually survive this season, and be committed to that which you want to do. Be committed to that which you are doing. Keep going, do more. Don't say because of what is going on you're going to just relax. Trust me, you will eventually see the results, and you will eventually see the results. My project supervisor was talking to some of us. Well, yes, yes, I'm a finalist, the foreign level but chemistry student in the University of Ilorin. She was talking to us about how our brain can tell the difference when we are happy and when we are not. Because our body responds to the external environment and actually secretes hormones that influence how we eventually react to those external factors. When you are stressed, your body actually releases a cortisol hormone that slows down how you act, that shuts the door of thinking, so the body is trying to just tell you, this girl is stressed. She's very stressed. She's frowning her face, so that means she's stressed. So we don't let us stress her more by allowing her to think. So it shuts the door of thinking, shuts the door of creativity and everything. What she was trying to say was that even when you are stressed or the external environment seems very strong and you smile, your body won't be able to tell that she's not having a good day. So even when you're having a bad day, still smile. Your body's going to treat it as, oh, she's having a good day, and then help you to think more clearly and get out of whatever is going on. And actually, I've been applying it because being a foreign level, being a finalist is not a joke. It's a lot. But then applying it, I could see it actually made a difference, which made me think that, yes, okay, living about chemistry and coming into the real world, this is actually something we could apply. Of course, the underlying principle can be the biochemistry, but then even when things don't seem okay, and you create, as we have been saying, a space for your mind, and you treat it like, okay, this could be an advantage to me. Before you know, you would eventually see that thing working very good for you, actually. So it is paramount that we keep the open life, keep the candles burning in that business as a student, an entrepreneur, a business owner, a tech, a creative, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it and keep your hopes up and be committed to whatever you're doing. Don't dilly-dally into everything in this season because of profit or because of you want to make money or something, and then you know you are a brother of many talents and a woman of many gifts, but still stay so long at something that you gain mastery of it. Stay with something till you gain mastery of it. Yes, let me put it in that way. Stay so long at something that you gain mastery of. You don't just move from one thing to another because you want to actually this is the current trend. Don't flow with the current trend. Know what you want, your dreams, your hopes, your goals. Know that is okay, this is what I want, and stay at it, be committed to it, even if it seems you're not seeing the results. By the time the results are showing, you're like, wow, so this is what I've spent years working on. So the summary of everything is just to open your heart up, keep the open life, be committed to what you are doing, be committed to what you have written down, be committed to what you are doing presently, be innovative, be creative, look at the positive side, and everything is just going to work out. And just chillax, don't chillax too much because you still have to put in the work, but still chill and don't just throw everything away because of what is going on. You know what? I'm supporting you. I am rooting for you in everything that you're doing. I'm rooting for you and root for yourself too. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself that you can actually do it. And I'm going to be throwing in a little bit bonus since we are in the month of love. Happy Valentine in advance. Happy Valentine to you. Wishing you a loveful month. And I'm passing the baton to you to wish everyone, even to strangers, spread the love to them and just wish them. This is actually one of the things we can do in this season. Cheer ourselves on. Be the cheerleaders of people around you. It can actually make the person, it can make that person day. Just buy gifts. Doesn't have to be expensive things, books, pen. And to a random person, just walk up to the person and give them a book or a pen and say, Happy Valentine, I love you. You don't know the kind of ripple effect it will cause in that person's heart. Just spread the love to strangers, to your friends, family. Write a handwritten letter, a message, an email, text message, call, video call, voice call, anything you can do to just make people around you feel appreciated. I mean, this is a month dedicated to it, so we can't do it every day, which you're supposed to. At least this month, I mean, this week or this day that's dedicated to it, at least do it. Do it, and it's just going to be very nice to see people smile. That's about it for this episode. Stay tuned for more. This is still Britain Unwind, and I'm your host and anchor, Ajayi Mercy Oyinike. See you next time. Bye. Have a nice week.